man, we're here. We're here. Just back. Hold on one second. I did not know we were running. You guys are really cool, aren't you? Nope. No business plan here, and it's just not working, man. They're not working with you. I'm not working with you. You suck. Can you hear me? I hope to God they can hear me. I hope nobody can hear me, but you suck. You suck.
All right, so this is Spinning Breakfast, and it's your host, Bigfoot Holmes, and we just had a little personal problem issue. I don't know if anybody heard me. I hope to God they didn't. If you did, I cannot do it again, because apparently this was my last strike. I went to a new place, and apparently I only got three. If this is a fourth one, and apparently I can't do it, so we gotta do it. Somebody figure out how to hit the gosh darn part. Yeah, it was me. It was me to figure out how to hit the pause button, brother. Okay, get out of here. Go. You're fired. Fired him, too. New guy. You have to fire. Oh. I can't do the show if I fired you. Hold on, we might have a problem. It's a blue button, right? It's a pause with the blue. It's just pause. Hit that. Okay. All right, so we are back, and it's me. It's Mr. Holmes. It's a Bigfoot. Okay, Josiah Holmes. Josiah Bigfoot Holmes. That's no good at all either. That was my last straw on that one. And I'm not going to let me use just a plain old Bigfoot anymore because I need to make money. And okay, I'm talking too much about that too. Okay, I understand, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, so we're going to do a show. It's going to be a... now you want me to entertain them. How can I entertain them after you hurt my feelings so bad? I might have to take a pause on my own real quick, and we'll be right back with the show. I have to recover. Okay, thank you. And today we're gonna do a. I'm getting it. Okay. So it's gonna be the PFL show. We're gonna do a PFL breakdown of the show with your host JB Holmes. Thank you for allowing me at least that. I'm JB Holmes. Yep, not the golfer. Not the fighter that's ugly. The other guy that used to call himself having like feet that were big. Him. And he also said he didn't wear clothes because he had an affair. That guy, he's okay. But we're here. I'm trying. You get to fire me then because this is getting ridiculous. Getting quick. I mean, like, can I just do the card? All right. Take a break. We'll be right back. All right, so we are back. We're gonna do a PFL card because I told those sons of bitches what happened, and I took everything out. I went back in 1 second. And I said, "This is it. This is me or not. We're going me or the highway, Pat McAfee. Me or the highway, Pat. That's what we're doing. You want to get out of my bubble? He don't know who I am. I don't know him. But all I'm saying is, stand up if you're a man. I don't know, cause I just did it." And my name's... I still can't use the name I wanted to use because they're still standing there watching me because I chickened out again, too. But it's basically... They try to humiliate me. They come on my show and humiliate me. And I can't take this. That much money? Okay. Anyway, I don't care anymore. I'm going to take a break because I'll hit a blue... All right, so we're back for 3 minutes and 37 seconds into the show, and it's going to be a good one. We're going to run it down now because everything went out well. At least I got a pay raise. Oh, yeah, I didn't. That's what I was getting paid. You're just not finding me anymore. Oh, baby, hey, man, that's how... We're good. Here we go. Let's run this on this card. It's a PFL card. Oh, by the way, yeah, I was going to tell you. I think I was going to tell you about... I know. I don't need your note cards, man. Getting a new place. You come to a new place. They think they need to tell you what to do. They can tell you what to do. You know I already told you that. Yeah, we'll go. We're good because the boss laid down the law. They can't fire me, so it's all good. Yeah, I was there. I'm covering it. Yeah, well, nobody can hear you anyway. You're in my ear. You were in an earpiece on another line that nobody can hear you. You stupid. Nobody's hearing this. Yep, okay. So we're good. You're dumb. And we're back. And it's just some little plant issues I'm going to have to take care of when I'm done doing this. You know what I'm saying. So Chael, Mr. Lord, sounding with our show saying, hey, it's a psyche, and I agree. I agree with all he says. I agree with what he says, and I agree with the man, the legend, the myth. And I have not watched the show lately. I apologize. I just checked this other one out today by Lord. But Lord, Master, Lord, and, was that better? Senior Lord? Master is better. Okay. You're the Master Lord. I'll get on your show again, Teddy Atlas, because he's Master Lord. They know what they're talking about. You know, fighting, they know fighting. Everybody knows fighting, they think. Until you meet one of those two, I bet. I've never met them, but I'm just saying. If you know, you just listen to them. You're like, they know more about this game than anybody else does. Because here's a fact of the facts of the fact. He just put it in perspective to a perspective that I can remember and think back to myself thinking, oh, that's how I used to do that too. So yeah, why wouldn't a fighter that wants to be the best do that? Because my little second brother over there, RW, he was pretty good once. So he knows. That's how you beat the guy. Oh. You pick it out. You figure him out. And I don't care if I can beat you, but if I can beat him, I don't have to worry about you. So bam, 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 bam. That's a psyche of a fighter, and I know what's going on now. It's all switched. There was no rankings. I get it. I apologize. You're right. If you're at that level and you want to get that title fight, you know you're getting jacked and jerked and jacked back to big to brown by some jerk-off jerk, but you don't even know. I'm just saying, nobody knows these people. Who are the owners of the UFC? That's all I know. Because apparently they like fights, but then they don't like fights. I would love to know these people from UFC, because it's like Derek Lewis is just out. We don't hear anything else. If you did, I apologize. But it's just weird. It's getting weird that you can just pull a fight off a card on Saturday and not care about nobody else in the world. Where are you from, California? Are these people that own the UFC from California? Definitely not Dana White. Dana White has no control of this. No offense to saying you need to find a new company, man, if you want to be the control owner of the thing. But we all know you don't have any control of it because now you're a billionaire because you were part of that billionaire deal. Because if they got $4 billion, you were a third owner. So even at 10%, because they said they basically started it, you just were the promoter. So we'll give you 10 or something. And they took, those Fortier brothers took 30 and 40 and 40. And you took maybe, no, they took probably 42 and 42. And you took the rest. It was something smaller than them. Because it was like $100,000 to buy, and that guy didn't have any money to do it at the time that gave enough to know that he just knew that that was going to be it. If I could have known that at the age I was 5 when I was trying to tell everybody, I was telling them all, man, 5 years old, telling them all, hey, buy the UFC, please buy the UFC, somebody's got to buy this, this is something that's just insane and sick, and I've never stopped watching it since. And I'm just saying, if I had it, but if, yeah, I was 5, or not really, I was 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, who gives a shit? Here's a show. It's a show, PFL now, because the guy that runs a PFL, or the guy who talks to PFL can't even go in the UFC anymore because he was on steroids. He may have been in a fight. Oh my God, he bet on a fight. He was on steroids. Well, I'm just saying, he was against himself, right? He didn't tell Tim Sylvia just to, you know, get beat. He didn't have any of that. He just said, let's do it. He didn't tell, go try doing the same thing with Brock Lesnar. He didn't do any of that either. I'm just saying. But I'm just saying, what was he supposed to do? Because apparently now he's stuck to PFL and you just banned him off the whole freaking thing. And he's probably the greatest fighter we've ever seen in our lives. We can't even use him in our top five. His name's Randy Couture. Couture. How am I going to beat you if you're all on steroids and 10 years younger than I am? I'm 50, you're fucking years old. Now you gave me a heart attack. And now you even know exactly how I live. Well, we're going to do a show where he's going to be calling it. I guarantee he's got to be calling it. He's freaking the man. He's Randy the Natural Couture. So we're going to call Fight, and we're going to label this show The Natural. Because the other one's Robert Redford. Hey, don't even get me started on a Robert Redford story, because I'll go crazy. You don't want me doing it? Let's just leave it there. Don't. They can't kick me off now because we made a tie. Then I'm going to go crazy. They said, you got it laughing up, but just don't blast off. And I said, I don't blast you. I love you. Thumbs up. We're good. Because I said, I love them. It's a new crew. So we got let's just start off. We got Wilson and Akhmadov. Don't give a shit who the hell Wilkinson is. Don't know him. Don't know anything about him. He looks like he's jacked and stacked and backed and macked up. And his name's Robert Wilkinson. It looks like he's fighting out of that little crampy, pampy, trampy asshole piece of shit club in Australia where you're all obviously on a bunch of drugs. What are you doing in Australia? You're taking drugs? Look at you guys. You're beating him with the freak. We all know that belt ain't hurting. That ain't no leather strap hitting him in the back. Why are you trying to act like you're tough? You ain't tough. That's no leather strap. That's a belt that you wrap around yourself, and now you're just whatever, wherever industry or company or whatever whore the hell gave you those belts with those colors, you are now insulting us because now you're slapping people in the back like that, making this guy look tough, like he's supposed to be tough. Who's it? I'm guessing it's Robert Wilkinson. Yeah, he kind of looks like this dude. He's a bitch. Omari Akhmadov is going to break his neck. He's going to smother him, and he's going to hurt him. Do it. That's it, because it looks like that dude. That guy looks like a piece of shit. Y'all ruined it. Y'all ruined my whole belt that we all look forward to. We want to do. You slap him in the back. It's not a leather strap, dude. Leather straps are what hit in your back and it hurts. That, you all little bitches anyway, how hard can you throw? I've never seen a baseball player from Australia. How much velocity can you have from a ball throwing with your arm? How much velocity or tank did he get from you swinging a bat? I want to know. Nothing's coming from your hands. All that's coming from your hands is brains that look like pieces of shit. Because that's how you fight. You can take a beating. Obviously, we all know you can take a beating in Australia. We know it. We know you can take a beating, okay? We know we can't knock you out because you still come back. We got that. But you suck at everything else. Because somehow you came back from this little tragedy where you were trying to help the country take over the whole world. You know, we're trying to help them. Don't act like it weren't. You were all sucking the little teeth from them. So frick you, Australia. Kick their ass. Whoever this guy is, kick his ass. Just kick his ass. I always wanted to go there, too. Now I just want to say scum-sucking sons of bitches. That's what you got. You probably are scum-sucking sons of bitches because where the blonde hairs come from our country. Oh, hey! I'm telling them, I'm so, there was no problem. I said, from our country. From our country. If I see a blonde hair from any other country, she's cute, man. She's hot. And she's probably smart. But no, in our country, you're just a bitch. That's what they labeled them as. There was a joke called a blonde hair joke. I never agreed with it, never testified to it, nothing. I never dated a blonde. Well, she's blonde now. And the other one tried to turn herself blonde. She said, don't even ever do that again. Don't ever do that again. And she dyed it back. Because it turned orange. It didn't turn blonde. She's probably blonde now because she ain't with me. Obviously, you're dumb. Obviously, just stupid. We're going to end this show pretty soon. Where's these matchups at? It's going to be November 25th. It's the World PFL Championships, we're calling it. I just told you two people, and I said, that's the World Championships? That's the World Championships. Here we go. We're going to have Brendan Lochnane coming in. He's going to kick ass, take names, take numbers. Okay, you want him? Come get him. Your nose ain't getting it. I ain't fixing my nose, so I'll get the UFC until I show UFC who the hell I am. And my name's Brendan freaking Lochnane, Justin Gaethje. I ain't fixing no gosh darn nose. I'm kicking ass, taking names, I'm taking no number. I'll come to 55, I have to. Don't mess with him. His name's Brendan Lochnane. He'll come up to 155. He'll say, just get you on your ass, too. And he'll take that bitch. Because where you at? Where you at, Justin? You're going to let this whole roll and rock and roll because you get your nose fixed now? You're retiring? Either retire or don't retire or don't do something. But you've got to just say something because I can't take it. Dustin Poirier's getting all the rub now. He's getting all the rub. Nobody wants to fight that guy. Actually, I apologize to you because nobody wants to fight that world champion. I forgot. I totally forgot that the real world champion is now the world champion. And we all he gave it back to the other real world champion. And now they both have it. And you ain't beating either of them. So, yeah, you're probably right. Just hear, hey, Justin can kick you on 145. No, don't do it because this guy says he wants to kick your ass and he's a 145 pounder. So never mind, don't do that. Yeah, I don't think he ever said that. He probably didn't. But I'm just saying, Dan Hooker didn't do too well at 145. Dan Hooker did not do too well at 145. He went to 155. Have you ever fought Dan Hooker? Have you fought the Hangman? Do it. Justin Gaethje, the Hangman. There you go. That's a fight. That's a fight. He'll kick a Hangman's ass. Hangman won't be able to take his shit. And Justin can grapple better than those other guys. So you can take him down and get on top of him. You're in trouble. That's, if they ever fought, they got a fight. It's a pretty good fight. I like that fight. Hey, we got another one. We're on the PFL. I hate everything else. I hate everything else. Except for Mr. White. Dana White's an okay guy. He's an okay guy. He's been around the block. He's been around the block all the time. But he don't have to say. He don't have to say. He don't have to pull. He don't have the power. That's why he doesn't show up to half the stuff. He don't care. He's like, I'm just a figurehead. I'm a figurehead at this moment. I do. I'm trying. We have these fights signed, and then they change their mind the next day. Because they're Hollywood. They're Hollywood. We'll just change over that day. He's sick. It's COVID-19. But we got to tell him it's not COVID-19, but it's something COVID-19. It's not related to that. But mention that, too, just in case that, we just got to say, they're not fighting. Spivak could kill him. We love Derek Lewis. We can't let Derek Lewis just die. Let Spivak fight this idiot. He's fighting that idiot on that day because that's why he's going to say, oh, yeah, we already know what he's going to say. after he barely wins another one, after he barely won another fight, he's going to say, I want to kill everybody. I'm Jupa Jabba, Jupa Jabba. That's him. It's Acosta. It's Acosta Cortez Kahlo. If I'm going to find him now, because his name's Waldo. It used to be. They could find him. When they found him, he beat the hell out of a guy on his baseball team, apparently. That's what they said. That's what they said. That's the number that said. Next up, we got the main event. It's going to be Kayla Harrison versus Pacheco. Pacheco will beat her. I am telling you right now. I'm going to tell you this right now. Kayla Harrison is in a hell of a lot of trouble right now. You want to go find a big bet to do on Saturday? Because I'm telling you, this is really happening now. This is sick. This person will beat the living piss out of her. She's going to beat the living piss out of Kayla Harrison. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be sick. It's going to be brutal. I'm just telling you. I am telling you. I don't believe Kayla Harrison can keep somebody on the ground. She can get them to the ground. You can get them to the ground using your judo and your throws. But if she gets back up, and you're back on the feet, you're in a hell of a lot of trouble. She's going to hook the little piss out of you. She's going to beat the fuck out of you, frick out of you. She's going to. Now stop that fight. I don't think PFL will do it, but it's bad. It's bad news, man. It's bad news. This is easy $1 million, wherever the hell she came from. Wherever the hell she came from, this is an easy $1 million. She's going to punch Kayla Harrison's face all over the freaking stake. Wherever the hell they're fighting, she's going to punch her face right all over it. She's going to beat her face, and she's going to stop it. She'll probably knock her off right off her back if she wants to. I'm just telling you, it ain't a good matchup. It ain't a good matchup. It's a woman, Pacheco. Tattoo on the neck and everything. She's bad. She's bad. She's bad, and why else would they do this? Why else? Kayla, you're in trouble. You played the game too long, and now you're gonna get humiliated. You're going to get humiliated awfully, and it's not even going to be funny. It's going to be awful. If I'm right, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know. If Kayla Harrison did place in the Olympics, right? She was Olympic gold medalist. Was she Olympic gold medalist? Then that could show maybe a heart that I can't understand. I'll never understand it because I never even met an Olympic gold medalist. I mean, somebody who, closest thing I ever met was a guy who should have been an Olympic gold medalist, and they kept screwing him and screwing him and screwing him until he finally was an old man and he took third. That was Terry Collette. Only guy I ever met. Like personally, like that. So, like, where you talk, he told us other things about himself, like, we were just personal things with him. He was a magician, by the way, a magician. Like, unbelievable schnucks that he was doing. It was crazy. But that's the only thing that I... So, if you're at that level, Harrison, because it seems like he has the credentials, maybe you could withstand the power. If you're going to get hit, the woman's going to hit you. And we got Aspen Ladd on the card. She probably saw the whole story going on in there too when she came over. But I don't trust her. I don't like her. I have no respect for her whatsoever. I think you screwed way out of the UFC. You got out because you just quit making weight. You quit fighting. We know. So what are you going to come over here? Are you going to kick Bud's ass? Hey, how about she asked the last person that did that how that worked? Because I'm going to go with Bud. I would go with Bud based on the last person that tried doing this bullshit thing. Same thing. What was his name? But he at least gave his heart and soul, so it wasn't as bad. But they did match up with a bad dude. That it's not a good fighter, he's not a good fighter at all. But when he has the heart and freaking heart that won't go, and he's got the desire and will to win, if you outmatch him, if you're the same person as him, he might get you. If you didn't train well, if you didn't get well. But that was Jeremy Stephens. And that was that Cody, Corey. You all know him, man. Nobody knows him. Nobody probably knows who the hell the guy is. He wins fights. He's been on Fight of the Nights at probably basically every card. Did he fight on this card? No, he's not fighting on this card. That's why I don't see his name. We got Delegia fighting Scheffel. Delegia should have probably been... he's going to win that way. Delegia, I like this guy. It doesn't seem like a main event. But, oh, gosh, it's going to be a good one. We got Aubin Mercier versus Ray. Aubin Mercier is going to kill whoever the hell he's fighting. It doesn't matter who he's fighting. Aubin Mercier was a top-level UFC fighter. I don't know what happened at the time. He ended up leaving. He lost a few fights, pretty close fights, and he's gone. They called him the next coming of George St. Pierre a long, 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 long time ago after Rory McDonald dropped the ball. It was around the same time him and Rory McDonald, one of them was going to be the best, the next George, one of them. One of those, Aubin Mercier, and I think McDonald's already dropping the ball, and they brought him in. And now neither of them, they're both in PFL. And that guy's fighting right now, though. I'm telling you, he's going to kick this guy's ass. He's on some other level right now. Aubin Mercier is fighting like little baby cat ragtags right here. I'm not joking. He's at some other level that's like doesn't... It's like it's free hand me free money because there's nobody at my level here. Can you get me to another level? Because I'm basically the top five of the entire world. I'll give Obon mercy to this. He's top five at that weight class in the entire world as long as he's clean. If he's clean, I don't know if he's clean or not. I don't know because I don't think these people are in the OSADA testing pool, which is coming along, man, pretty well. It seems like they're catching you. I mean, it's just, you don't have enough people to do it. Yeah, I'll hire me, OSADA. I'll get them. Get me. Look at me looking for a job. Here we go. Sadibou C. They've been giving him chance every time all over the world. He's 3-0 this year, but he's going to get busted up by Delano Taylor. He's going to busted and rusted up by Delano Taylor. As if he can survive, he can go. If he can't, he's going to get Delano'd. Does that make sense? They call him, see, 10-fight veteran of the PFL. There ain't none of them. There's not really any of them. Hey, man. Hey, oh, this is only half. This must only be half the card because we're missing somebody really big. We're missing Antonio Carlos. Yep. We gotta be. Where's he at? Interesting. That Panetko is, by the way, is plus 440. You might want to take her. Why not? Why not throw the odds on that one? I can't find the one fight I was going to talk about, so I'm going to run through here. Brendan Lochner is minus 170. That's pretty good money. Pretty good money on him, but I also plus 155 could be good money. I'm going to say Lochner is going to win because I like his wrestling defense. Okay, I like his wrestling as long as his legs are okay because he was wearing pads one fight. So I like his wrestling. He fought the one dude that's from Japan who was hitting them all up. Pretty good fighter. He was in the top four, too. So Lochner, I like him as long as he doesn't get clipped. Because Badman Jenkins, Bubba Badman, he's getting it together. He is getting it together. And I'm telling you, one of these two guys, don't sleep on either of them as top 7, 8, 9 level in the entire world. Okay, top 7, 8, 9. Let's go top 10 then. We'll go whatever. I'm close. I got it. I'm doing okay though. All right, we're good. I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to pull out some calculator facts. You said I ran out a little bit too long there, and we're good. But we got it together. We're good. We're good family. We're like family here. I guess. Get the fuck out of this family. You heard? I'm kidding. And Bubba Badman Jenkins, he can do everything. If he shows like he did last fight, normally it was more to him taking you down, laying on you, doing all that bullshit. But he's looking like he wants to get there. Sees the money running out. I better do it now. Better do it now. Because they're giving money to everybody else. Hey, who's this? Sheffel and Delija. Hey, Sheffel? I like Delija. He's the Croatian. Unless he's, I think, for Poland. It looks like Croatian. He's good. Lads fighting Bud. I like Bud. Sorry, I just do. I don't care. I don't like anything you've done in your last company. I think you're money grabbing right now, Aspen. And you're scared. You're worried. And you're just money grabbing. But you should just stay the part. You should have stayed the train. You should have done it all. Oh, he's fighting Stevie. Oh, my God. Obon Mercier is going to kill him. Unless they're trying to pull some kind of Scotland story, warrior story. Obon Mercier is going to literally kill this guy. It's not going to be close. It's going to be awful. It's going to be horrible. I get you, Stevie, Stamp, Bam, 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 Ray, or whatever the hell you want to call yourself. You can come back from behind. You can do all this stuff, but Obon Mercier will not let you come back from behind. He will just keep getting stronger and stronger as the fight goes on. The guy's a fighter. He's a born fighter. He's a natural born killer. All right, so we got, I told you I like Jay Taylor overseas. I like he's older, getting older. This other one's Wilkinson, and I think I told you, is that him? If that's him, is that him? He's probably going to have a lot of good stuff. He's going to look good. He's going to do good things. But I like Akhmadov to run him over. Maybe not. Check the Wilkinson, Akhmadov. I don't know, just because I can't judge somebody on the fact that they were going to hit it with little strip chaps, strip straps. I can't do that. They were going to hit with paper cloths. But I don't think that was him, and these Australian fighters are really looking really good. Really, they're tougher than nails. They're tougher than this Akhmadov's probably going to be. I don't know where the hell he's been fighting out of. So right now, so that's that, and that's the show. Hope you enjoy it, and we're going to let you go. Detroit Lions keep winning. By the way, I got to tell you this. Did I figure it out? I saw that. I saw that because I love the head coach. I did love the head coach. I just was like, something weird's going on. Why is he sucking now? But from last year, I didn't care. came in this year, it was like getting all weird. But I think it was something, I don't know the whole thing in the ins and outs of whatever was going on in Detroit Lions system. But they got it out. They got the little rug rat out of there, is my guess. And it was TJ Hockenson to be a little rug rat rich bitch and act like he was from a tough town. Is that my guess? Because I just saw him drop five passes the other day. I saw him drop like five passes, two of them which were in the end zone. I just saw him do it. I saw him do it, but I saw his hair looking really flashy and nice. What was his name? TJ Botchinson? Yep, TJ Botchinson, because he's a big botch. It's a first round. You're out of the league. They said you could block. They said he could block. You only care about yourself, bitch. That's what you do. So he doesn't block. He doesn't block. Okay, he blocks nobody. He cares about catching long passes. He cares about having a big tans. He cares about big stats, looking good, and looking beard. And thank you for Minnesota for get three draft picks from him. Thank you, Minnesota, for that second round draft pick, the third round draft pick that basically he was still picked like number top 20. He was still picked the top 20 in the first round in one draft. But thank you for those because at least it's something because that guy's a bum-ass bitch. Dan Campbell, what he is not, is a badass. What he is a badass. What he is not is a badass bitch. Okay, he's a badass. And he's got us going. We got it going good. Our offensive coordinator is running plays. They even say in the competition team, we don't see these plays. These are getting weird. And they're working. Wait till Jameson Williamson gets... If we can keep this together, they are winning the Super Bowl. Put your money on the Detroit Lions. They got to get through one more hurdle and one more game. And it's this Thursday. And then we're going to have more rest. We're going to come back after December. Jameson Williams, is that his name? I can't remember. He's the freaking first-round draft pick wide receiver that we stole. And plus, we got some more... If we're not winning the World Championship this year, we're winning it next year. If we're not winning the Super Bowl now this year, you'll better put money on Detroit Lions winning the Super Bowl next year because I figured out the curse. I called the curse. I said the curse was this. They bought the team. Everybody was blaming the wrong guy. They were blaming it on witchcraft. They were blaming it on witchcraft, and that witchcraft was wrong because the witchcraft was actually the fact that you were caught involved, maybe unknowingly. We don't know yet. We don't know anything about that. We don't care. No, it's been 75 years now. But you got caught in the middle of a witchcraft war where the president was assassinated, and you bought the football team on the same day. So that's what war you got caught up in, and nobody ever wanted to admit to the fact. Now, if you're out there admitting the fact, if somebody in his family admitted to the fact, you're going to win the World Series. You're going to know the fact that maybe they were corrupt. They didn't want him to win. They were celebrating. Not that they did anything wrong, but the Teamsters dude is dead. Nobody's found a body. All I'm saying is they weren't on the same side. Be a good time to celebrate. If you admit and own up the fact that maybe that happened and they were lying to you your whole life's family that's alive still, and maybe the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl now. Because that's what all you had to do. You had to admit to the fact. You had to admit to the fact that they were doing something fishy that day. That didn't have anything to do with assassinations or nothing like that, but it was fishy. My mom at least, my dad's dead, they said they got sent. When I told her that, she said, that's probably right. We got sent home from school that day. They sent us home from school. We didn't have school anymore, I said, for the next day. We were sent home and we didn't have it the next day. He's buying a football team that day. He was buying a football team that day. Holy hell. That's pretty crazy. They were doing business transactions. Did they not care? Did they not know? Maybe it was early in the day. I don't know. But that's what happened. And that's a show. The show of all shows is always the show. It's the best show that I've ever been. You could take me off my stuff and I'll still be good. You just gotta give me time to recover. And here you go. I'm recovered. And it's Bigfoot Holmes. And he ain't going nowhere. Have a good one.